בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורף תשע-2010 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, and welcome to our program, Big Wide World. Today our guest is Andrew Ford, who will tell us about an original way to have fun, going to a star party. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew, what exactly is a star party?
Well, a star party is, first of all, a party. We call it that because it's an opportunity for people to get together and have fun. But they don't come to dance or listen to music. Star parties are a chance for people interested in astronomy to do what they love best, which is to look at the stars. Some 20 or 30 people drive somewhere far away from the city, where there are no street lights or bright signs lighting up the sky. Then they take out their telescopes and focus them on a particular star or galaxy and watch them for several hours.
So when do these parties usually take place?
That depends on what you want to observe. For stars, late winter is best because the part of the sky you can see then is absolutely fantastic. But if you want to see the amazing colorful clouds that form in space, you should go in early winter around November. Of course, you should make sure it's not raining. Star parties cannot be held in bad weather because obviously you need a clear sky.
Are star parties a new idea?
Not really. George III, who was King of England in the 18th century, loved astronomy, and he held parties like this. However, there is no record of any other star parties for about 200 years after that. Then, about 30 years ago, they became very popular again, not only in England, but also in the USA and Canada. For instance, thousands of people take part in a competition called the Messier Marathon, which takes place once a year. This event is named after Charles Messier, an 18th century French astronomer who discovered a great many stars. Each participant in the marathon gets a list of 100 of the stars that Messier discovered, and they all spend the night competing to see who can find them all.
So what brings you to these star parties?
Well, I discovered a love of the stars as a teenager during summer camp. When I came home, I went straight to my parents and asked for a telescope. To this day, I still get excited when I meet anyone who is involved in space exploration. And you meet lots of people like that at star parties. These events are very friendly, but also educational. Everyone is happy to share their knowledge and observations with you. And there's another thing. I myself am an engineer, and for me, a lot of the fun of a star party comes from designing and building my own equipment and seeing what other people have done. Some of the stuff is really amazing.
It sounds wonderful. Well, Andrew, thank you for coming to tell us about these unusual parties. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, אחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Big Wide World. Today our guest is Andrew Ford, who will tell us about an original way to have fun, going to a star party. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew, what exactly is a star party?
Well, a star party is, first of all, a party. We call it that because it's an opportunity for people to get together and have fun. But they don't come to dance or listen to music. Star parties are a chance for people interested in astronomy to do what they love best, which is to look at the stars. Some 20 or 30 people drive somewhere far away from the city, where there are no street lights or bright signs lighting up the sky. Then they take out their telescopes and focus them on a particular star or galaxy and watch them for several hours.
So when do these parties usually take place?
That depends on what you want to observe. For stars, late winter is best because the part of the sky you can see then is absolutely fantastic. But if you want to see the amazing colorful clouds that form in space, you should go in early winter around November. Of course, you should make sure it's not raining. Star parties cannot be held in bad weather because obviously you need a clear sky.
Are star parties a new idea?
Not really. George III, who was King of England in the 18th century, loved astronomy and he held parties like this. However, there is no record of any other star parties for about 200 years after that. Then, about 30 years ago, they became very popular again, not only in England, but also in the USA and Canada. For instance, thousands of people take part in a competition called the Messier Marathon, which takes place once a year. This event is named after Charles Messier, an 18th century French astronomer who discovered a great many stars. Each participant in the marathon gets a list of 100 of the stars that Messier discovered, and they all spend the night competing to see who can find them all.
So what brings you to these star parties?
Well, I discovered a love of the stars as a teenager during summer camp. When I came home, I went straight to my parents and asked for a telescope. To this day, I still get excited when I meet anyone who is involved in space exploration. And you meet lots of people like that at star parties. These events are very friendly, but also educational. Everyone is happy to share their knowledge and observations with you. And there's another thing. I myself am an engineer, and for me, a lot of the fun of a star party comes from designing and building my own equipment and seeing what other people have done. Some of the stuff is really amazing.
It sounds wonderful. Well, Andrew, thank you for coming to tell us about these unusual parties. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.